Hello and welcome to the Unmissables Awards Special.
Woohoo! Wow.
Thanks. I'm Boyd Hilton. I'm joined by my stupendous colleagues, Stephanie Seelan and Kay Ribeiro.
Hello.
Hello.
And this very special podcast is happening because in this week's new issue of Heat Magazine, out today on Tuesday the 14th of November, and online on Heat World, you'll find it somewhere, there'll be a web page full of this stuff. We are revealing the winners of the first annual Unmissables Awards.
This is genuinely exciting.
Yeah. So we thought, you know, the Unmissables section of the magazine is all about TV and entertainment, covering, you know, we cover music, we cover albums, we cover books, we cover TV, we cover film. So we've given awards out for all the best of the year in those categories. And we, as the Unmissables team, along with our glorious colleagues at Heat Magazine, have decided who the nominees and winners are in a myriad categories. And we don't want to spend the whole thing going on about every single category. So there's a lot, quite a few categories. But so in the magazine, you'll see all the categories there, who the nominees were and who the winners were. And we tried to go out and give the actual awards. We actually made awards, which were lovely objects.
Made them.
Lovely objects that we gave out, that I gave out to as many winners as we could track down and find.
Wow.
In their natural habitat.
You must
Steph.
Have met some fantastic people.
And you're going to hear in this podcast some of their winners' acceptance speeches.
Oh, it's like the Oscars.
Kay and Steph. It's like our version of
it's
the Oscars.
It's like a local version
but more
of the
exciting.
Oscars.
Yeah.
As but
I,
better.
Yeah, as I explained to Joe Whitehall, spoiler alert, it's more important than the Oscars. And I think he agreed. I think
it
he
is
concurred.
More, of course.
Yeah.
And also, they don't have to dress up, so.
Yeah. I mean, the BAFTAs, maybe, you know, if you're British, might be up there
no,
being
I
almost
think you'll
as important.
Find in a few years' time, this is one they're all going to be
this
talking about.
This is going to be the one. This is going to be the award they all want. So, without further ado, and we're going to discuss what we think of the winners. I mean, you know, generally we're not going to say we think they're rubbish because we came up
Steph
with these
might.
Winners.
Hold on
yeah,
a minute.
She's a loose cannon.
I didn't agree to that,
but it was
actually.
A democratic process. And, you know, you as individuals, you particularly you two, because I know what you're like with your Ricky Whittle hatred and your problems with Hercule Poirot's waistcoat having a crease in it.
I'm
if you haven't listened to last
week, I'm a
Poirot
purist.
Valid
yeah.
point.
Poirot.
Okay,
I imagine
point.
You know you may disagree. Feel free to give your opinion, whatever. You know it's fine. No one's going to be offended if you don't agree with all the winners. So let's start with.
But it's a moot point because we have given these winners.
Let's start with nothing's moot. Let's start with one of the big categories of Unmissable Film of the Year, and the nominees are Wonder Woman,
Get Out,
It. As in Stephen King, It, Dunkirk, and Baby Driver.
Ooh, hotly contested.
Drum roll. I should have.
You should have got a drum.
Yeah, I should have got a drum roll.
That is actually really good.
I can't do that for all of them because my finger's going to hurt, just let you know.
And the winner is Baby Driver. So Edgar Wright wrote. Well, Steph's already frowned.
Well, yeah, because you keep saying Dunkirk. You kept saying Dunkirk was your favourite film of the year. So you've obviously been overruled here.
Well, I think you're fine. I said that my favourites in my top three or four were Baby Driver and Dunkirk. And It came, did it come streaming in there? And I love Get Out. I love all of these.
To be
are
fair,
really
he has
films.
Talked a lot about Baby Driver.
He has, thanks, he has. But he's also talked a lot about Dunkirk. I mean, I'm very happy with Baby Driver. Baby Driver is...
It's a great movie. Film, isn't it, Steph?
Yeah, it's absolutely fantastic. And... I remember, as listeners will remember, I've called this a musical, and Boyd hates musicals. It is a bit like a film musical.
You saying that has actually put me off watching it.
Ansel Elgort is absolutely fabulous.
He is, absolutely. As is Lily James. She's in it. Yep. She's his girlfriend. She's fantastic as well. And I think the reason it's won is because it's possibly, like Dunkirk, these are all very brilliant cinematic films. You know, they all look stunning. But I think it might be the most purely entertaining, even more than Wonder Woman. It's got it all, I think, because it has the whole thing's played out to this brilliant music that he's listening to on his iPod. Ansel Elgort's character, he's the getaway driver for these people who are robbing banks. It's got romance, it's funny.
So original.
It's incredibly exciting and thrilling and tense. And it's kind of romantic as well. I think for me, it's got everything. I think that's why it's won. Kay, clearly you haven't seen it yet.
No, I haven't seen it because Steph said it was a musical. But if you think I should watch it, boy,
no,
it's not really.
It.
They don't get out and sing, right? No
one. Yeah, because you know I hate the talky singing.
It's not like La La Land, right?
This I love musical. La La Land.
Well, if you like that musical, then why were you stopping yourself from watching it?
Gosling was in it. La La Land, not on here.
Because that was last year.
I'm not going to get into that again. As I've told you, films, it's not about when you've seen them, it's about when they were released. But anyway.
I think you'll find it is about when I've seen them.
Okay.
In the small print of the awards, it says when Boyd's seen them
okay,
is
fine.
The criteria.
But Baby Driver is a worthy winner because
Thank
it is
you.
So original
it is.
And it's thoroughly enjoyable and everyone will enjoy it.
We're all agreed. The next, let's move on. We've got a whole gaggle of TV categories. But I think we should start with the unmissable TV comedy of the year. And the nominees for this were The Trip to Spain, This Country, People Just Do Nothing, Peter Kay's Car Share, and Catastrophe. And I feel there we've got the gamut, because you've got for your faux documentaries, both People Just Do Nothing in This Country on BBC Three, kind of culty, you know, for the youth, for the kids. You've got the classic, the grandmaster, Peter Kay, and his incredibly popular Car Share, which the second and last ever series went out this year. You've got Catastrophe. That was the third series, of Sharon Horgan and Rob Delaney's show. And The Trip to Spain, the Steve Coogan and Rob Brydon thing, directed by Michael Winterbottom, which is, again, the third series of that. So I think it was an interesting toss-up, and I'm now going to
reveal... Can I reveal the winner?
Yeah, you can.
Of course. Oh, wait a minute.
Drum roll.
Drum roll, please, Kay. Oh, that was a great drum roll. The winner is The Trip to Spain.
How about that?
Yeah, I'm on board with that.
Are you?
Yeah. I totally am. If I had to go abroad with two famous people, I would choose Rob Brydon and Steve Coogan. They're fantastic.
Yeah. My theory is, because I think probably in the end, I mean, these are all absolutely brilliant. I mean, This Country was like the real breakthrough one. Did you watch that? It was the brother sister in a rural place, like incredibly clever and funny. But for me, it's between Catastrophe and The Trip to Spain. Catastrophe, you know, is so good. But
yeah, Catastrophe is good.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
I would have been happy with that as
well. It was fantastic. But for me, it's all about the sheer pleasure of sitting there watching Steve Coogan and Rob Brydon doing their unbelievably brilliant impressions, eating incredible cordon bleu food and
just hanging
shit.
Out with them.
Just hanging out with them, exactly.
Right.
It's the greatest of all TV pleasures for me, Steph.
Yeah, I agree. And also, let's just say, Steve Coogan, very hot in this.
Oh,
very
God,
yeah,
I forgot how much you fancy Steve
Coogan.
Oh,
yeah, I forgot about that as well. He has got better with age.
In a light knit.
Ooh. Yeah, and you said that last time as well.
Hard to resist.
Both Coogan and Brydon are aging so well. Yeah. It's incredible. They're both like fit. They're both like whip it thin. Yeah. It's incredible.
Whip it thin.
Like even that? Though they're eating so much on these trips.
Yeah, but they both, like, there's a lot of running in the series. You'll see them running around jogging late at night. Anyway, I caught up with, brilliantly enough, Michael Winterbottom, the director, and Steve Coogan. Rob Brydon was available because he's on tour. And this is, it's kind of mostly Steve Coogan, obviously. This is what he said.
Hello, I'm Steve Coogan. This is Michael Winterbottom. We are very, thank you. Hello, Boyd. That's the guy who's holding this state-of-the-art smartphone camera. We're very, very pleased to receive this Now TV Heat Unmissables Award, Comedy of the Year 2017, on behalf of Michael here on behalf of ourselves and Rob Brydon, who wasn't available. It's very unusual, actually, that Rob's not available and I am. It's normally the other way around, obviously. But this is the third series of The Trip, which is a real pleasure to make, a show that's... And people say, is it as fun to make as it looks? And it is almost as much fun to make as it looks, because it does require a bit of work, but there's no escaping the fact that we get to eat wonderful food in beautiful places and have every single scene, journey, backdrop, morsel of food curated by people of great vision and taste, i.e. Michael Winterbottom, who has to go on very arduous research trips before we shoot every series of The Trip, all tax deductible, of course. So so thanks a lot, and hope, maybe I'm sure we'll do another one day if we can't get any other work. So thanks a lot, and this will take pride of place on Michael's mantelpiece, along with his collection of Toby jokes.
That was Steve Coogan and a little bit Michael Winterbottom, but mostly Steve Coogan.
Did you cut out the bit where he said he really liked Steph and curly hair?
Yeah, I did cut that. I thought that was just indulgent.
It's too much.
I don't want to, you know, I don't want to get a big head.
Yeah.
Or
how exciting is that?
Yeah.
Actual Steve Coogan, excited to win an Unmissable Award. I think in many ways, you know, he's got like six BAFTAs. I think he got you know, nominated for an Oscar for screenplay.
Yeah, so the only award was up. Way up is the Unmissables Award.
Yeah.
He can sense this is the new award to get.
TV Drama of the Year. Would you like to read these nominees out, Steph?
Yes, I would like to read these nominees. So the nominees for TV Drama of the Year are Line of Duty, Broadchurch, Sherlock, Dr. Foster, and Poldark.
Fantastically read.
What a category.
Tough.
I wouldn't want to be in this category.
This is super tough because obviously Broadchurch was amazing, Sherlock, perennially good, and Dr. Foster, yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I don't.
I'm less into Poldark, I have to say. I wouldn't mind just.
It's about time you resolved that, Kay.
No, I've watched it. Oh, okay. I'm just not into it.
Oh, I see.
That's what I'm saying. So that's one I would.
In that case, you're fully entitled to your opinion.
I'm not that into Poldark.
I love Poldark. It's so
funny. I think it's lost in this category.
I just think it's the limp biscuit of this category.
No, wait, don't say
yeah,
that.
It
no,
is. Of this category, not of TV.
First of all, there are no limp
biscuit that's been dunked and then flopped in. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. There are no limp biscuits in the Unmissable Awards, for F's sake. And Poldark, I'm sorry. Okay, it gets better and better. Each series gets better and better. It's fantastically written. It's the most exciting period drama, really. I think it's taken for granted. So it should definitely be on this list. But we should say what the winner is. And I'm going to get Kay to announce this one.
Oh, so I can drum and talk.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Sorry. Line of Duty.
Yes.
Woo! I'm very happy about this result.
I mean, it was brilliant, wasn't it? And it's like, how does writer Jeb Mercurio, who writes the whole thing, how does it keep year after year? It just gets better and better and better, I think.
Consistently brilliant.
Yeah.
As you know, brilliant. I did this as a binge.
Yeah.
I did this whole thing as a binge.
Oh, yeah, because you were new to it.
I never watched it, and I was like, what the hell is everyone talking about? And I was like, I know
you don't watch live TV, really.
No, I don't watch live TV.
Tandy Newton, Steve in a wheelchair, Hastings, Balaclava Man, it had everything.
And the whole thing kind of coming together in the end with that, like, you saw
and
all
that
the
snippet of, you kind of sensed where it was going as well.
And another season on its way next year, can't wait.
Oh, I can't believe, how is he going to do another season? How?
I don't know, but Hastings better be in it, and he better be innocent.
Of course he will be. I don't doubt it'll be even better the next series.
It probably will.
Kudos to Line of Duty in an incredible field. It's been a brilliant year for TV drama. And we've got another TV kind of drama category. We thought we'd do what we'd do is, because most people haven't watched those shows as binges because they all went out weekly on TV. Yeah. So we thought we'd create a special category. These are all shows that were available in one go to binge, you see. So, you know, you've got your Netflix shows. So this is Unmissable TV Binge of the Year. We're so up with the kids, aren't we?
This could literally be called Steph's Binges of the Year.
Yeah.
Because I binged every single one of these.
So we have Big Little Lies on the Sky Atlantic and Now TV. Top of the Lake China Girl, which, remember, BBC Two, it was available to watch all in one go, all the episodes.
It was a drop.
Tin Star, also Sky Atlantic, Now TV. Again, all 10 episodes are available to watch as a binge. Mindhunter, Netflix. 10 hours and Stranger Things 2, Netflix as well. Who's going to want to announce this one?
Steph can.
Drum roll.
I'm very happy to announce that the winner is Stranger Things 2.
And I think it's interesting because obviously that's the most recent one. That's only just dropped a few weeks ago, but I think immediately had such an impact.
Oh.
And among the people who decided this, it was like, because I think it was between that and Big Little Lies. Big Little Lies was absolutely phenomenal, wasn't it?
Well, Big Little Lies was phenomenal. I'm not necessarily happy about the Stranger Things because, as you know, I don't watch it.
Yeah.
Not in scary things. But I thought, for me, it would have been between Big Little Lies, which obviously was fantastic, the Nicole Kidman, what are we calling it? Renaissance.
Kidnaissance.
It's called a Kidnaissance.
Reese Witherspoon, fantastic. But you know how much I love Tin Star?
Tin Star
was great,
but
no one listened to me, so it hasn't
won. No, I love Tin Star, but if you'd watched Stranger Things 2, or indeed Stranger Things 1, you would realise that.
Okay, I just want Tim Roth to know that I voted for him.
It's noted, it's duly noted, but it has been nominated, Kane. As we all know, it's a great honour to be nominated for the Unmissable Awards.
It's not about being nominated.
I think I can speak for the entire Tin Star team when I say that.
Yeah.
But they have been beating my Stranger Things too, and very, very excitingly, we did get a little acceptance speech from no less than Natalia Dyer and Joe Keery, who, as you'll know, Kay, because you watch it religiously, play Nancy Wheeler and Steve Harrington.
I'm excited.
Boyfriend and girlfriend, except, of course, they're in the menage a trois love triangle situation. Here they are with their thoughts on winning an Unmissable Award.
Hey, Heat, I'm Joe Keery.
And Natalia Dyer. Thank you so much for giving Stranger Things the Unmissable TV Binge of the Year Award.
We hope you've checked it out on Netflix and given it a binge if you haven't, and it's up there for you to enjoy now.
That was Natalia Dyer and Joe Keery thanking us for giving them an award for Stranger Things 2, Steph.
They're nice. They're in love.
Very,
aren't
they're
they?
Nice, aren't they? They give a little plug there for the series, as if, you know, because you've got to watch it.
As if they need it.
Well, and they did need it because you haven't watched it yet, Kate.
Yeah, you haven't watched it. I
think it was aimed
direct
at you.
For you.
Mm.
Listen, unless they're gonna,
why won't you watch it?
Netflix. Scary.
Why won't you get Netflix?
My God,
it's like 7 ways in, £8 a month. I'll lend you the money.
It's not about the money.
What
so
is it about?
Too much choice. They've got too much to watch.
Too much choice.
How can you have too much choice? Listen, that's like going to a buffet and going, oh no, I'll just go home and eat some toast.
And that's why I'll only
choice.
Eat my dry pasta with butter on it. Can I read out the next one?
Please,
I'm excited.
God, Kay.
So this is for Unmissable TV Presenter of the Year. We have Sue Perkins, Mel Giedroyc, Dermot O'Leary, Claudia Winkleman, and Richard Ayoade.
Well pronounced.
Thank you.
Yeah. I think, drum roll. We're announcing the winner of this early.
Of
yeah, no, fine, you go for it.
You
want to
do a little talk? Because I don't want to get into the drumming.
I'm going to just say, like, Richard Ayoade, I love. So, it's going to be this difficult, this
it's
one.
Tense, okay?
It's tense.
Oh, are you ready for me to do it? Because I don't want to prematurely do it.
Totally ready.
Yeah, go on.
And the winner is Claudia Winkleman.
Oh, Winklewonkers.
Winklewonkers.
Oh, I love Claudia.
It was tough, this one. And I think,
this is a hard one.
It was really hard because you had Dickie Ayoade, who has done a brilliant job reviving that thing. That
Crystal
format.
Maze.
Thank you, Crystal
oh my
Maze.
God, how can you
Gadget
not remember?
Man,
Travel man.
He's so many different kinds of man.
Yeah, and he's a lovely guy and he's absolutely such a brilliant presence. Of course, Mel and Sue both done brilliantly in the post-Bake Off era. They both have really good series that they've introduced.
Yeah,
presented.
The Ganji show. For
the Ganji show,
fantastic.
Great.
Obviously, we
great.
Love Dermot. This was actually
and
tough
Dermot,
for me because I did vote.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a split vote because Dermot and Claudia are my favourites.
They're the two greatest people in the world. Claudia has won. And I think, because if you watch her week in, week out. I mean, I'm not even that obsessed with Strictly, as you know. I mean, I'm an X Factor man, but... I just watching
but people,
her
people
being
watch
funny
Strictly.
And likeable.
People watch Strictly. People
I love Strictly. She's funny, she's smart, and she's able to handle Anton Dubec.
And that woman has a fringe like no other. Oh. Let's just say that.
The legend, the fringe. Yeah. And luckily enough, I caught up with her at the Strictly studio to give her the Unmissable Award, and she was brilliant. And this is what she said.
Hello, my name's Claudia. I just want to say thank you so much for this. It's amazing. It's the best thing I've ever had. Apart from a giant Toblerone, that's a different story. But I'm joking. This is amazing. I'm incredibly grateful. I'm so grateful to Boyd. I love you. I'm so pleased that naked cuddle paid off. Thank you. Thank you to Heat. Thank you. Heat's my favourite magazine. Are there other magazines? I don't know.
That was Claudia Winkleman accepting the Unmissable Award. And I think it's probably clearly the highlight of her life so far.
It sounded like it was the highlight of her life.
Yeah.
She might as well just retire.
Yeah.
Definitely. Now, it's kind of similarly in the world of TV. Strictly is a huge entertainment show, and it has been nominated in the next category, which is Unmissable Entertainment Show of the Year, Stephanie Seelan.
Would you like me to read
the nominees? I want you to.
The nominees are A League of Their Own, Britain's Got Talent, Strictly Come Dancing, The X Factor, and The Last Leg.
That's a cornucopia of entertainment treats, isn't it?
It's the best things on TV.
It's pretty much the best things on TV. It's tough to compare all those different things. But, drum roll, the winner is Aloto.
Right, League of Their Own.
A League of Their Own.
Lads. Not
just because they let me do an exclusive on-set visit earlier this year.
And you met Terry
Henry. Which I met Terry Henry, the greatest night of my life. Maybe partly because of that.
That's not why they won.
Not completely. No.
It's because you've got the Flintoff Factor, you've got Hot Redknapp, you've got Thinking Redknapp. Woman's Crumpet, Jack Whitehall, you've got it all.
Corden.
Of course,
the
glue.
Effortless hosting makes it seem effortless.
Yeah.
And it is, I think, the incredible thing about Aloto, A League of Their Own, is that it started out as this, basically a sports quiz, quite a laddie sports quiz, and now it's this incredibly unpredictable, freewheeling entertainment show. And it's gone beyond its format to becoming, Kay's smiling at me like I'm bonkers.
No, I was just thinking, I wonder if this is what could happen with A Question of Sport if Sue Barker started drinking beer and stuff and got a bit more laddie.
Oh, very good.
Listen.
Yeah. I mean, but I think they've even reined back on the laddie-ishness.
No, it appeals to everyone.
It's massive appeal, isn't it? You could give a shit about sport and still like a Aloto.
I like it when they do the challenges. Those challenges must be so expensive to set them up.
Because
they're always dunking them in a pool.
Yeah.
Well, when they go abroad, I like that.
A League of Their Own road trip.
It incorporates road trip, really.
I think, does it?
Yes, this award is half special. For road trip because the second road trip went out this year and that was fantastic.
I would like to just quickly give a high commendation to Strictly Come Dancing, though, because, if you cut me, I do bleed Strictly.
You do bleed
and
Strictly.
And I do love it.
Cut you bleed a tango.
Commendation noted. Not unlinked. The Unmissable Comedian of the Year is the next category.
Ooh.
And the nominees for this are Jack Whitehall, Romesh Ranganathan, Sarah Pascoe, Sarah Millican, and Ricky Gervais. All of these people, let me just point out, have had big stand-up tours this year. They're all seen, you've seen them on TV sometimes doing their funny things. So the kind of criteria, doing their funny things? I don't know what
that's the least they could do as comedians.
They must be knackered, all of them.
Exhausted. But of course, Jack is as well the regular on A League of Their Own. And drum roll.
It's starting to hurt now, guys.
Okay, just keep going with it.
The winner is Jack Whitehall.
It's Woo! No surprise. The winner is Jack Whitehall.
So, in fact, I gave him both of these awards. I thought...
Oh, did you?
Yeah, two birds, one stone.
Yeah.
One man, two awards.
Yeah.
And this is what Jack said.
Thank you very much for making me the Comedian of the Year and voting A League of Their Own as the Entertainment Show of the Year. These are going to go in pride of place on my wall next to my comedy awards. And more importantly, my Zoo Best Stand-Up 2012.
That was Jack Whitehall accepting the award. I think he obviously was more excited about his solo award for Comedian of the Year.
Yeah.
I know. He has also had the very funny Bounty Hunter, we should say, which we reviewed.
Oh, yeah, I mean...
He's got, and like the travel show with his dad.
Bounty Hunter's so recent, probably didn't even get included in the whatever Comedy of the Year thing. Maybe next year. Who knows?
I don't know what the criteria are. He can only hope, because then he'll have a hat trick.
Yeah, but he was absolutely brilliant about it. And I think he is, you know, all of those people are fantastic.
Ramesh, I love Ramesh Ranganathan.
Yeah, so actually,
he gets a high commendation.
Yeah.
I mean, I think they're all great. Pascoe, I love. Milliken gets better and better. Ricky Gervais's current live show is the best live show he's ever done, easily. Yeah. Humanity, incredible. But Jack won that category. Now let's go for the big thespians. It's thesp time.
It's the last category. If you watch the Oscars every year, it's one of the big ones. It's one of the second from last.
It's not
category.
Our last, though, so don't get excited about that.
We don't adhere to that.
Nearly.
So it's kind of like a little bit near the end.
Yeah.
So these categories, these are the thespian acting categories. Let's start with Unmissable Actor of the Year. Kay, who are the nominees?
They are Bertie Carvel for Dr. Foster, Martin Freeman for Sherlock, Tim Roth for Tim Star, my favourite, Benedict Cumberbatch for Sherlock and The Child in Time, and Peter Capaldi for Doctor Who.
And drumroll?
Drumroll.
And the winner is...
The winner is, of course, it's Benedict Cumberbatch for Sherlock and A Child in Time, which one of the greatest programmes that has been on this year.
Beautiful and his most real performance, we said.
I think it's safe to say on behalf of all of the people who voted for this award, the thousands in the Academy, the Unmissables Academy, as I'm calling it.
Absolutely.
That it was The Child in Time. So Sherlock was in the calendar year, right at the start of the year. I think it was New Year's Day, started with. And I absolutely love it. There's no bigger Sherlock fan than me, as I've said before.
Everybody knows.
And he was, even more incredible, his performance. He had to do a lot in this series of three Sherlocks. So he was brilliant at that. But I have to say, The Child in Time was a new level for me of just unbelievably real acting from Benedict in that.
I really feel like he's going to get the more inferior BAFTA for this as well.
Yeah, oh yeah, but he may get a BAFTA, not as important as
the inferior. That sounded like there was a category at BAFTAs, and the winner of the more inferior BAFTA is.
No, he's going to get that. I mean, he'll put the BAFTA in the toilet, and he's going to put this Unmissable award on his mantelpiece.
Exactly. And let's just say again that he did say that character he played in this is the closest to him in real life, which means that he is a dreamboat, wonderful human being.
And let me say now, we're about to hear from him, because I did go and see him.
Oh, screams!
On the set of his next thing, which is Patrick Melrose, which is going to be unbelievable. The Melrose books, by the way, everyone start reading them, because when this TV drama comes on air next year on Sky, it's going to be enormous.
Quick question.
Yes.
Why didn't you let Kay or I go to meet Benedict? Is it because you couldn't trust us to remain calm?
Yes.
Okay, fair enough.
Just wanted to know.
Just get that out, yeah. He was. I think it was genuinely the fact that the child. He said in his speech that he was very grateful for Sherlock, but The Child in Time is his thing. It was his production company, his first thing he made with them, and he's
making good choices.
I think it did seem like probably more important to him than his Oscar nomination. I don't know. I'm not saying that on his behalf.
You're reading between the lines.
I'm reading between the lines. This is what Benedict Cumberbatch said.
Brilliant, brilliant. Thank you very, very much. I'm very, very chuffed about this. Not least because, as well as Sherlock, you're honouring me for The Child in Time, which I'm terribly proud of. And I say that as a producer. It's the first one that our company, Sonny March, which myself and Alan Macklin run, have produced. And David Balter, who was producing at the time with us, gave us the idea of this script, this brilliant script from Stephen Broussard, and a fantastic director, Gina Farino, and we've amalgamated a great cast around Ian McEwan's extraordinarily powerful, devastating, but eventually uplifting novel, and I couldn't be more proud of everyone in it, so I accept it on behalf of all of us. Even though this is an acting award, I take it as a producer as well. So thank you, Heat.
That was Ben Cumberbatch.
Winner
of the 2017 Unmissable Actor of the Year Award for Sherlock, and more importantly, perhaps, in this case, The Child in Time, which is out on DVD right now.
Oh, is it out on DVD now?
Listeners.
Oh, what a great stocking filler. Get it.
Actress of the Year. You can't have an Actor of the Year category without an Actress of the Year category, can you, Steph?
No, that would be ludicrous.
Who are the nominees?
The nominees are Elizabeth Moss for Top of the Lake 2 and The Handmaid's Tale. Nicole Kidman for Big Little Lies and Top of the Lake 2. Vicky McClure for The Replacement and Line of Duty. Suran Jones for Dr. Foster and Pearl Mackey for Doctor Who.
What a lineup. Can I just say, I think this is one of the strongest lineups of acting it's possible to think of.
Yeah.
Jones, Kidman, Moss, McClure and Pearl Mackey, who, as any Who fan knows, has completely made that that character the best Doctor Who companion in years and years.
I thought you were going to say she's made that character her own, a bit like Lee Walsh.
No, I'm not Lee Walsh. Best companion for years. So, I mean, tell us, Kay, who is the winner? Let's have a drum roll.
Oh, it's really getting, my things are really getting quite sore
just
now.
Just keep going with it. You've committed to it.
Vicky McClure.
Ah, of course.
I am thrilled about this, particularly because she's not only is she a brilliant thespian, she's great in everything she does, and she was in the Line of Duty. I mean, the core team of her and Martin Compston are so brilliant year after year after year. And, you know, that show, it's just, you can't imagine that show without her.
No. If she left, it'd be done.
Right.
And she's great in The Replacement
as well.
That's
what I was going to say. The Replacement, this is the kind of four-parter she did with Morven Christie, the psychological thriller. She was so, it was another side to her.
Yeah.
You know, it was just her expressions.
I might not have agreed with the poor ending, but I thought she was fantastic.
Going on about the ending.
Let it go.
Yeah. That was a show, loads of reaction shots from her, about from both of them, like working out what's going on with each other. It's all about the paranoia and, you know, are you mad? Are you a psycho? Who knows? It was fantastic. And she's also one of the lightest people in the world.
Well, look, she deserves it, and she's got it.
She's got it.
The Unmissable Award for the Best Actress this year.
You're right. And here is Vicky McClure with her rather wonderful acceptance speech.
Hello to all the Heat readers. I just want to say a massive thank you for this award. I love playing Kate in Line of Duty, and I had a lot of fun playing Paula in The Replacement, so this means a lot. I used to be, and still am, obviously, but I was an avid Heat reader. Tuesdays was a special day. So, this is going to go pride of place.
And that was Vicky McClure winning her Best Actress Award for The Replacement and Line of Duty. Just a reminder that we're not going to go through, because there are literally dozens of categories.
My fingers can't
There are
take
more
it,
than
guys.
A dozen categories. There are like 15, 16 categories. You know, there's Album of the Year, which you can read about. There's TV Moment of the Year. We've done it. This is like the best of.
Soap Storyline.
But fine, Soap Storyline, is that Lynch?
Hey, Boyd, we're a podcast.
Right.
Okay?
Right, so we are a podcast. You're absolutely right. Book of the Year, by the way. A brilliant book has won that. Go and see it in the magazine. Yeah. Go and see it online.
And then read
it's fantastic.
It.
In fact, I can tell you what it is, because it's not like we're keeping it secret. Good Me, Bad Me by Ali Land. It's like this year's, you know, big thriller. Have either of you read it?
No.
It's fantastically compelling and brilliantly entertaining. Yeah. Well, it's like this year's Girl on the Train, you know, in that genre of a really gripping crime thriller drama. Drama? Crime thriller. Good Me, Bad Me, Unmissable Book of the Year. But we're going to end the podcast, the Special Unmissables Awards podcast, with, as you say, we're a podcast. Why not acknowledge that podcasts are the most important genre of entertainment in the world ever?
And obviously the winner is us, okay?
Well, we're not so arrogant as to nominate ourselves.
Oh. Well, we are, but we're not allowed. We haven't been allowed to.
So there has to be a second best podcast in the world.
I imagine when the podcast awards nominations get announced by whoever organises those, that we'll be nominated in every category.
There is a podcast award show.
I know. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Seriously.
I forgot what they're called.
Yeah.
The Poggies. Right.
The nominees for Unmissable Podcast of the Year. I'm going to read these out.
Go on then. Okay.
I don't, you know, I've just decided that.
Wow, I was just about to, I just opened my mouth. It's fine.
The Adam Buxton Podcast. Dirty John, Kermode and Mayo's Film Review, My Dad Wrote a Porno, and S-Town. Do you notice I read those in alphabetical order, and yet on the printout that we've all got, they're not in alphabetical order.
Oh my gosh,
what skill?
Boyd.
Skills.
You know your alphabet like nobody
you
else.
You deserve an Unmissable Award for reading these out in alphabetical order.
Thank you very, very much.
And the winner is Boyd.
Well, no. And the winner is?
S-Town.
Yes.
Now, this was horrible, wasn't
Alabama.
It? Because,
I think from the people that bought you cereal, come on.
But Dirty John.
Yeah, Dirty John.
Dirty John was the
good.
Recent kind of in a similar vein that was recommended to us famously, of course.
Have you listened to it, Steph?
I haven't listened to it yet. It was recommended.
Oh my God,
I've got it downloaded.
Let me finish the sentence. It was recommended to us by our guru and producer and legend and editor, John.
Yeah. Who isn't dirty?
No, Clean John.
Undirty John.
Clean John recommended Dirty John. Dirty John, we know where. It wouldn't even be on this list if Clean John hadn't recommended it.
Yeah.
No one would have listened to it in the world. I mean, it's been number one on the iTunes thing for about, you know, half a year. But it all came from John.
It came from John.
I think both that and S-Town were incredible true life stories, weren't they?
Oh,
and as John said, when he first mentioned Dirty John, And one of the best things about it is that it resolves itself. It's completely resolved.
Right.
Unlike Serial.
Don't tell me. Don't tell me. What
have you listened to it yet?
No, I just said that. I'm going to download it for holiday.
All right. Okay. Yeah.
You need to get on it, girl.
It is phenomenal. I just want to say that the other, you know, it's difficult to compare, but the Adam Buxton podcast where he interviews people is just always a joy. And my favourite's Cobra de Mayo film review, the biggest film podcast in the world.
What about the Empire?
Along with our sister publication, Empire. Cobra de Mayo is just never ceases to delight and entertain. But in the end, it's down to S Town and it's the rightful winner.
If we can't ourselves win, then S Town must.
Exactly. You can see, listeners, all of these winners in all their glory on the Heat World website somewhere. It'll be there.
It's a Google.
And you can see, the footage of people like Benedict Cumberbatch and Jack Whitehall and Claudia Winkleman accepting their awards
with
and thanking us. With your eyes. And you can read all about it in Heat Magazine, today, the 14th of
November. What a treat for all the senses.
We've covered all the bases, Kate. 360-degree, multimedia things.
And famous people out there, if you want to be in with a chance of winning an Unmissables Award 2018, then make good choices. Go out and do good things, you know, and then we'll see what we think.
We do accept briberies as well,
we'll
like
see
chocolate.
What we think. We can't promise, but you want to be in the running, get making those good choices now.
What a great final message, Steph.
Well, I think we need to wrap it up because I think I need to go to a finger hospital.
My fingers are looking really red raw. Look at that.
Thank you very much for your finger drumming.
Thanks.
It's a goodbye from me.
And it's a goodbye from me.
And it's a goodbye from me.
We'll be back with another normal podcast next week.